Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Dr. Eric Cole was a member of the Commission on Cybersecurity for President Obama, was a personal cybersecurity consultant for Bill Gates, was a senior vice president at McAfee, we know Mr. McAfee, and was a chief scientist at Lockheed Martin, where he specialized in secure network design and advised the Department of Defense, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security. Eric is the CEO of Secure Anchor Consulting and is the current director of research for the SANS Institute, which is, by the way, the oldest and largest cybersecurity training organization in the world. Dr. Eric Cole also served as the technical director for the CIA's Internet Program Team. So when he talks about online danger, he knows what he's talking about. Eric, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, and pleasure to be here.
Looking forward to this. This is a scary book, Online Danger, Eric.
It's one of those things where everybody uses technology, everyone's connected to the internet, and they just have no idea what the dangers are and the evils that lurk online.
And the subtitle, of course, is also important: how to protect yourself and your loved ones from the evil side of the internet. That's scary too, isn't it?
Exactly. It's funny because if you have children, as a parent, you would never do anything to deliberately hurt your children. But in many cases, giving your child a smartphone, letting them download apps and not monitoring what they're doing, you are probably doing one of the most harmful and dangerous things you could as a parent.
Okay, well, we're going to tell everybody tonight how to avoid some of these pitfalls, what they can do about it. The big question, too, Eric, tonight is, how do we know what we're downloading? You know, we expect it to be, you know, user-friendly and to be above board, but that's not necessarily the case, is it?
No, and in a lot of cases, there's a lot of bad actors, and we think we're surfing a website, we think we're opening up an email, we think we're communicating with a friend, and there's a lot of back-channel communication, a lot of things happening that people are not aware of, and a lot of monitoring of your activity.
I get a lot of emails from credit card companies, and some of the cards I own, and they're asking for certain information. And I looked at it, Eric, and I say, no, this doesn't sound like the company would do this. And I would call them and I'd say, did you just send out emails about this and that? And they went, no, do not open it up. Don't provide the information. These are scams.
Exactly. And the problem is these scams have always been around, but they've been fairly obvious. The problem in the last year is now you're getting legitimate looking emails. They know everything about you. They know where you're banking. They know where you shop. And they're going to send you these emails that seem legit. And here's the most terrifying part. You make one mistake. You click on one link. You open one attachment. And that's all it takes for all your information to be compromised.
Oh, my. They can grab it that fast? Wow.
Yes. Yeah, one click is all it takes.
Well, you know, and they've got the logos down perfectly now. They look the same. So what do you recommend on things like that?
With a lot of that stuff, the first thing is recognize you're a target. Because most people are in this fallacy that, oh, no one would come after me. I don't have enough money. I'm not that famous. The issue is you're just a number. They want to steal 10,000 identities, and you're just one of 10,000. And then the second thing is use common sense. If you get an email like you did that just doesn't seem right, think before you click and think before you take action.
Where are these people, these scammers? Where are they?
All over the world, but shouldn't it surprise you, the biggest area is Russia because it is just so easy for them to hack, and there's no laws, no regulations, no extradition treaties in place. So literally, it's one of the lowest risk, high payoff crimes. But now, as you talked about earlier in the show, with North Korea starting to have some money troubles, they're also hacking the game. We're seeing China. We're just seeing all these countries. Venezuela just popped up as another area because it's just so easy for people to make money.
Eric, how vulnerable are our kids when it comes to going online?
Extremely vulnerable. And the reason is our kids are very, very smart, but they're very naive. They think, oh, I'm using Snapchat. That deletes a picture. After 30 seconds, I'm in good shape. The problem is what kids don't realize and parents don't realize, there is no delete button on the internet. Once you take a picture, once you post an image, it's out there forever. And one of the scariest things is colleges are now using online profiles to determine whether a child should or should not get admitted to a college.
Really? That's interesting. You know, I've told my children, as they've grown up into adults now, I said, look, you got to be very careful what you post because your employer could be following or tracking you. And, you know, you don't want to say anything derogatory about anybody or a company because you never know, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's not just colleges. Companies are also doing what they call cyber background checks. Just like they check your regular background to see if you have a criminal record and financial issues, they're checking your cyber background, your social media accounts. And if you either have pictures that other people took in questionable activities or you're saying things that are provocative, they're going to say, it's not worth the risk. We have 10 candidates here. Why should we take a risk with somebody who's complaining about their boss, criticizing their current company? Why do we want to bring that person into our organization?
Now, is there a plus or minus to social networking, Eric? I mean, we have seen tragedies occur. Parkland, Florida, for example, where this young man posted a lot of horrible things that law enforcement just didn't pick up on. But with social networking, is it a plus or a minus?
To me, right now, today, it's a minus because we don't know what's real and what's not. And people aren't really taking any of it seriously. Like you said, a lot of people are saying and doing things that are pretty impactful, but we're not necessarily using that information. And a lot of times people with social media would say and do things they would never say to somebody's face because there's that separation component. So if we actually started using that social media, law enforcement started utilizing it more to track and identify individuals, it could start to have some benefit. But right now, today, there's just so much noise and so much activity.
Did you have the really fortunate time to work with John McAfee when you were at McAfee? We know him well.
I was going to say, I'm sure you've had some conversations. I have met him a few times, and he is definitely a brilliant, brilliant man. But as with a lot of brilliant people, there's sometimes that fine line between sort of that brilliance and insanity.
He's quite the character. I started getting to know him when he came back from his problems in Belize, which I'm glad he got out of, to be sure. We're with Eric Cole. His book is called Online Danger. So how does the online world have an eye on us, Eric?
Essentially, everything we do and all activity we perform on electronic devices on the internet is recorded. Essentially, our life is recorded. We see these TV shows.
It's like the Truman Show, almost. Huh?
Exactly, where you're under video and people are watching everything you're doing, and we're like, oh, that's Hollywood, that's science fiction. Unfortunately, that's reality, where you can go in with your cell phone, depending on how it's configured, but if you're using the default settings, I could access that remotely and tell you everywhere you've been for the last 30 days, everywhere you've eaten, and everything you've surfed.
Jeez. The technology has just gone crazy.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.